USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning issued and no injuries reported. U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo, that's between Australia and the Philippines. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Last year, Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. The Baltimore man accused of murdering a 69-year-old church volunteer has pleaded guilty and will spend the rest of his life in prison. On Tuesday, 63-year-old Manzie Smith Jr. was sentenced to life for killing Evelyn Player inside East Baltimore's Southern Baptist Church in November of 2021. Pastor Dante Hickman says Player will be dearly missed.
That's a void that we will definitely feel for the days and months and years to come.
As the United States debt is at levels we've never seen before, the concern is, can we pay it back? This as the White House is asking Congress to print more money.
The White House now urging Congress to quickly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from eventually defaulting on payments.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
The conditions White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre is referring to include Republican moves to use the debt ceiling as a way to force cut in social programs. They include Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. U.S. expected to hit its borrowing limit on Thursday. That will force the Treasury Department to use extraordinary measures to keep paying bills. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
South Africa has given the green light for China and Russia to conduct naval exercises in the Cape of Good Hope. Operation MOSI, which means smoke, is scheduled to take place between February 17th and the 26th of next month. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. An estimated 500 soldiers are at that location. The president is being investigated for having top-secret documents in multiple locations.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible?
The White House has struggled to explain President Biden's possession of 20 classified documents in several locations in the years when he was out of government.
Guys, you guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan argued on Fox yesterday that there's a double standard here.
There were one set of rules for Secretary Clinton, one set of rules for Joe Biden, a different set for President Trump.
That, despite the appointment last week of a special counsel to investigate. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A NATO surveillance plane arrived in Romania on Tuesday to help monitor Russian military activity. The plane, the first to be deployed, landed at an air base near Bucharest, and two more are expected to land on Wednesday. They are due to stay for several weeks. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Maybe just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters, a new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!